This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're in the middle, as you know, of the biggest mass migration in Europe since the end of the Second World War. And as distasteful, I guess, as this may sound, that is, in point of fact, a huge business opportunity. Anton Troyanovsky wrote about the industry of migration for the Wall Street Journal. Anton, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
This is, as you write, the business of migration, but it's not charities, it's not government, it's actually private enterprise that's involved with this.
Exactly. We took a look at all the different ways private companies are helping shape the migration experience in Europe. It starts on the small Greek islands where refugees and migrants arrive, where shop owners meet them selling camping supplies and canned meat. And it goes all the way to a big London private equity firm that owns one of the major refugee camp operators in Europe.
I don't want to get too far down in the finances, but there's a quote from one of the folks running one of these private sector camps, and he says, you know, it's all about volume because the margins are really thin.
The way one of those private equity folks described it to us is managing refugee camps is essentially a hostelry and care business where you happen to be catering to refugees. Refugees, of course, generally don't have that much money to spend. And as a result, it's a volume business, as one of those folks told us.
How much money can be made here?
It is clearly a growth business. This refugee camp operator had revenues of $100 million approximately last year, which is triple where they were in 2007. Another example is a Western Union branch manager in Athens. He told us he's been disbursing 20,000 euros a day to many of the migrants going through Athens on their way up north. And he told us that that was money that he wouldn't be making anywhere else in Europe.
Yeah, and he gets a slice of the 20,000.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
And in fact, some of these, I guess you'd call them private entrepreneurs on the Greek islands, on the beaches, right? One guy ran a tourist shop, but business has been down. And so he's doing all right with these migrants who can come and sort of pay full freight.
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, I mentioned they don't have that much money to spend. But as a matter of fact, many of these migrants are formerly middle-class citizens in Syria and elsewhere and are paying full freight for hotels, even buying breakfast, as one of them mentioned to us. And we're even seeing some competition for the business, for example, among the different cell phone providers down in Greece. So, you know, one of the ways that we found entrepreneurs and business people in Europe are looking at this is this is a big group of consumers that are coming into this rather stagnant economy.
And in a way, it seems that everybody from the guy on the beach on the Greek islands to the guy running the refugee camp, they have come to count on this revenue stream.
Certainly. If you're that private equity firm, their investors include major American pension funds like the California State Teachers Retirement System and the Maryland State Retirement System. They are expecting growth and they're expecting profits. And it should also be said that it doesn't look like that growth is going to stop anytime soon.
Anton Troyanovsky writes for the Wall Street Journal. We got him in Berlin. Anton, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks a lot for having me.